104.9 CFM, we are Ellie and Taz.
My sister travels around the country and she plays a thing called speed puzzling. It's jigsaw puzzles.
It's a sport.
It's a sport.
Okay.
It is. But I don't want to get my sister on the show. Ugh. So instead, we're going to go to the Aussie national champion. Her name is Melissa. Hello, Melissa.
Hello. How are you?
Congratulations.
What do you have to do to win that, Melissa?
So essentially how the competitions work, you go in, it's a 500-piece puzzle. Everyone gets the exact same puzzle and it's first to finish wins. It's that simple.
Can you, like, cheat a little bit and look at what the other person's next to you is doing?
Yes, you can. So you do share a trestle table. But the kind of catch is that there's no one-size-fits-all. So what your buddy's doing next to you might not be the best approach for you. So you're better off figuring out before the competition. Find an approach that works best for you first.
Do you get to see the final product, what the final product should look like?
Yeah, yep. So you don't know what you're doing before the competition, but once you're there, you pull the puzzle out of the box and that's when you see what you're doing. And, you don't get any forewarning, so you don't know before the day which puzzle you're going to get. Mm-hmm. But everyone, no one's got the advantage because everyone sees a puzzle at the same time on the day.
Yeah, so at the high-level competitions, I know this much, that if you're at Worlds or whatever, they actually debut puzzles there.
Oh.
So no one has done this puzzle before. They've never seen it before. It's brand new.
Right.
That's correct,
yeah. And Melissa and everybody else competing get to be the first ones to try and do this puzzle.
How many pieces in the puzzle? Is there a standard category for like a 1,000-piece category or 500-piece category?
Yep. So they don't work in piece categories. They work in solos, pairs or teams. Mm-hmm. So pairs is a team of two and then a team is a team of three or four. So for solos and pairs, generally it's a 500 piece and then for teams it's a 1,000 piece. Yeah.
Is there like age old, do the edges first? Is that a thing in competitive speed puzzling?
Generally, yes, that's still the go-to, but not necessarily. It does depend on the puzzle and on the puzzler. So, like your sister, Taz, does not start with the edges.
That's because she doesn't like to conform.
She?
No, she doesn't like to follow rules. That Ree, we've got an eye on you, Ree. Can we talk briefly, before we come back home, Melissa, can we talk briefly about Worlds? Where is it?
Yes.
Who's going? That's so exciting.
So it's held in Spain in a city called Valladolid. It's in September. It is all live streamed on Facebook. On YouTube. So if anyone is interested, you can watch along from home. We've got 22 Australians going over this year to represent Australia at the World Championships. But there are 1,200 competitors worldwide going.
Oh my! Do you have to like pay your own way for this, or
yes.
Is there funding for it?
You do. If you are Australian national champion, your prize is a financial contribution towards getting you to Worlds so that you can represent as Australia's fastest puzzler.
It's so good, right? I've been a part of this world because every so often, every couple of weeks, my sister will be like, oh, just follow this live stream, just watch me here. And she's travelling around the country just doing puzzles and rooms full of people all doing the same puzzle. It's absolutely fascinating. Melissa, in a couple of weeks, we've got an event kind of close to home we can go to.
We do. It is the Queensland State Jigsaw Puzzle Competition. So that's where we'll find Queensland's fastest puzzler. The prize for this competition is a ticket to the national event, which is being held in Melbourne in December. But you do win puzzles and trophies and that for first, second and third for each division. There is a individuals division as well as a pairs. You don't need to be the fastest. You just need to enjoy puzzling to come along and take part and be involved in this wonderful puzzling community.
Yeah, so Sunny Coast, if you love your jigsaw puzzles, it's happening August 4 at Brisbane State High School. I've been to a few and cheered Ree on. They are awesome, especially if you love your puzzles. You get to be surrounded by people that also love puzzles.
Can anyone enter? Taz, shall we enter a team?
We enter a team?
Yeah, absolutely you could.
Yeah. August 4, do you want to?
I've done a puzzle before. I could do
it. Okay. Is there prizes for last place, Melissa?
Not officially.
No.
There should be.
There should be.
We're going to talk to World Puzzling Headquarters.
Melissa, speed puzzling Aussie national champ. Go get them in Worlds. And thank you for joining us this afternoon.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.